My name is William Ellis. I am 12 years old, and today is January 12th, Tuesday, 2021. And I'm speaking with my dad, David Ellis. We are recording this interview in Coppell, Texas. If you could do anything again, would you raise me differently?
I really wouldn't do anything differently. I think it's always, you do the best you can at the time, and it's good to look forward and not back and not have regrets. But I think the things that I like that we did is we tried to spend as much time with you guys as we could as we were you were growing up, you know, and make sure that we spent family time together and had fun and tried to focus on the moment that was at hand. If there's anything that you do differently, it's to try to always be kind of present in the moment so you're not, your mind's not somewhere else. Because the time goes by fast, right? You're already 12, you're almost 13, and not many more years you'll be out on your own and doing this with your own kids. So I think that's the biggest thing, is just be present in the moment.
Yeah. What were the hardest moments when I was growing up?
I think the hardest thing was your personality when you were little. You had a lot of like stomach issues, I guess, or you were like always kind of crying. You're like not upset stomach a lot. So you were constantly crying. You're the most unhappy baby I've ever seen in my life. And so you were always kind of in a not a great mood because you didn't feel good, you know, and so you were usually screaming. A lot of your mom's friends had a nickname for you, the pterodactyl, because you could hear you screaming from the other room. And so I think that was the hardest thing, not just for us, but for you. You know, you probably didn't feel good all the time. It's lucky that it happened so long ago that you probably don't remember it, do you? Remember
no, not
really. How you feel, which is good. That's why it's good that you don't remember that.
Yeah.
But it was hard.
Yeah, it went 3 months since I was like 10, but then it started getting better.
Yeah, but at the early on, you would scream all the time, constantly, nonstop, for hours on end. And that was hard for everybody.
Yeah. Do you know any classic family stories, jokes, or songs?
I guess for us, we don't really have like a story, but we do have a song of the year, right? So we always pick a song of the year. Different songs each year that fits whatever. So the year that we moved to Texas, it was whatever it was, the start of the Deep in the Heart of Texas.
Yeah, Deep in the Heart of Texas.
So we usually pick the song later in the year with something funny that's happened that works out. So that's something we do. And jokes, we always joke around, like dad jokes and things like that. And and stories, I think, come a lot from like we travel a lot, right? So we always have like trips that we go on and things like that, whether that's to visit your families in Tennessee or Iowa, or if it's to go on our vacations in the summer as a family, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Are there any traditions that have been passed down in your family? Can you tell me about them?
Probably the biggest traditions for me and kind of one that came from my family is that idea of going on really, really neat vacations in the summer and learning things, like going to Williamsburg, Virginia, or going to England, or seeing places and cultures that are different from yours and kind of what people eat, and historical things were like those living history museums and stuff. And that was a tradition that my parents did with me and my sister. And I think it's a lot of fun because you get to see how people used to live in the past and how people live in other countries, and they use different money and they speak different languages and they eat different food and they even drive on the other side of the road in some places. So that's a tradition for one side of the family. And then I think on your mom's side of the family, a lot of the tradition, and it is in mine too, but especially in your mom's family, we go back and visit family in Iowa because there's six brothers and sisters total. Your mom has five brothers and sisters. And so there's a big family there. So you go back, you have 12 other cousins besides you that are all together, 13 grandkids. And so being able to be together as a family back at the farm, where you get to do all stuff like that with a big family, is a tradition that I think has been around for a long time in your mom's family. It is in our family too, on my side of the family, but we're just a smaller family, so that's more your mom's family thing.
What was I like as a baby, as a child? Do you remember a time when I made you angry?
Well, I don't really remember a time where you made us angry, because angry to me is like you do something that that's willfully bad or whatever. We already talked about a little bit how you were as a baby, like you you didn't feel well a lot, but that personality is it's like you got it all out of your system before you were two. You're a really happy kid now and have been for a long time. Like you tend to look at the positive things and want to make people feel better and at home you're usually smiling and having a good, a positive outlook on life. So I remember that, that you're a really positive person now. And I think you make people around you positive. And people like to be around you because you make people feel optimistic and feel like you're friends and you make people feel good. And I think those things make it hard to be really angry at you. Because even when you do something wrong, usually you know that you've done it right when you've done it, and you're as sorry about it as anybody. So I don't know that I can think of a time where you made us angry. I can think of some things that you did that were kind of silly. We were talking earlier when you were like a little over a year old, you stuck your head down into a pottery, like a crock that was just barely bigger than your head. And when you lifted your head up, like it was stuck to the top of your head, and you're scared about that. So we had to pull it off your head. It had a little red band around your forehead where it was stuck on your head for 15 seconds. So you did stuff like that, but you don't really get mad about that. It's just something that you remember.
Well, thanks for doing this interview.
You bet. It's fun.
Yeah.